This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. And we have our next guest with us on the line. We are very lucky to have Kylie Aldist with us, who is known as the High Priestess of Melbourne Soul, a title that is well earned. She's the lead singer of The Bamboos, cooking on three burners, and is also a prolific solo artist. Kylie, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Hello.
I have to tell you as well, Kylie, one of my favourite gigs I've ever been to was a few years ago. I've seen The Bamboos live many times. And yes. I went to Northside Records for Record Store Day, and I believe everyone was crammed in to the record store, and yourself and the whole band were all standing on the counter playing and singing, and it was just like this wild party. It was great.
It was hilarious. I love it at Northside Records, and Chris had to get down on all fours and let me, because I was like, they didn't have a step, and I'm like, I'm a lady. I don't need a step.
He's a very accommodating man.
What a great party.
Oh, it was so good.
Straight after that, I was so scared that I was going to fall down from the the top of that desk in Northside actually has kind of ridged sort of plastic stuff on it, because they made it I'm sure they made it just in case there was going to be kicked on there.
So it's got like foot grip.
Yeah, it does. Like when you stop, when you stop on the pavement, and it's broke so you don't fall down to the water. So that's like that up on top of there.
Yeah, It's definitely a narrow platform to be performing on. So well done for like holding that space.
Thank you.
Now, Kylie, you have you've got a great new thing that's online at the moment, which is the MSO.live Symphonic Soul with The Bamboos. It's The Bamboos performing with the Symphony Orchestra. Oh, here I go, losing my voice.
Yeah,
yeah, those guys. Which is incredible. And like, I definitely want to talk to you a lot about that. But before we begin, just so everyone else is across, in case they're not as familiar with your music, which I imagine they would be now, could you tell us a bit about your background and how you actually ended up being the High Priestess of Melbourne Soul?
I'm sorry I made that up myself. Chris Gill called me that, I think. I came to Melbourne from the country. I've lived in Hay. My family's from Hay in New South Wales. And we still are there, and I'm missing them a lot, obviously. Mm. But I came to Melbourne from there and just moved into a house next door to the Evelyn Hotel.
Oh, what a spot.
Started singing with every band I could find, and eventually, made my way through all the different types of music and to sing with The Bamboos. And so Lad Whittison, who's also a founding member of Cooking on Three Burners, is one of my lifetime friends and mentors, and we've written together and played in The Bamboos for years now. So, he's taken me around the world, helped me to write albums, and now he's given me a gig with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. So I'm pretty excited about myself.
And Kylie, have you been, I suppose, singing since as long as you can remember, I suppose? Is that just something that you've always just been interested in and had a knack for, or have you sort of done any sort of training or anything along that lines, or...?
Yes, actually, I've had no training except, I did do some training in my later years with Christine Sullivan and a few other lovely friends who have helped me, but basically it's a natural thing because I'm on history, ancestry. Mm. And so I guess, yeah, it's just a natural thing, and I sang all the time when I was little, and I would never shut up, but I was always singing. And yeah, it's just something I love, and I guess I just learned it on the road, And I just found out a day that when you don't gig very much, and I came out of, lockdown for a long time and started doing gigs, I started dancing and singing and thinking, oh, I might have to slow down. I might not make it to the end of the gig. I realised how much fitness was involved.
And I suppose, and with the Bamboos, I mean, when you started singing with the Bamboos, is that your first time that you were sort of in public, I suppose, or did gigs and such, or were you a solo sort of artist before that?
No, I've been singing that for years, since I was you know, really young, I suppose. So I've sung with, I mean, too many bears to mention. that's when Lance and I met in the Fitzroy scene, and then he was doing an instrumental band. And eventually I ended up singing with them. I did three songs with them at Meredith in 2006, and then we loved it. It was like a Cinderella shoe moment, and it just fit, and so I've been around the world with them. And from then on, it's just become a thing. Like, you know, the Bamboos have a lot of different singers in and out of the circle, but I'm the workhorse, Berkeley, so I'm always just the person holding up the background.
That was actually my first ever Meredith that I went to, and I remember that concert really well. I'm not surprised things kicked off after that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd never seen them before either. I'd heard of them, and I hadn't actually been to a gig yet because, you know, they were sort of, I just, into instrumental music. But it was just, when I saw them, I was like, wow, these guys are actually really good. How come I'm liking this so much? And I loved it. They were all such amazing musicians. And just to actually find my place with these guys was just, it was fantastic. It was, we were just such a family, and I love that they've included me and let me be a part of it. So it's taken me around the world. It's showed me so many things. And, I mean, you know, to sing on stage with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is just, you know, that's the icing on the cake.
And you've been in high demand all around the world as well, from what I hear. After the remix of This Girl, which was Kungs versus Kuchen, is that right?
Yeah,
that was number one and then went number one globally and it streamed over 1 billion times. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, basically from a person from a small town in the middle of Australia, now you can't escape my voice. It's kind of like, interesting. People are still sending me messages from all around the world saying, I'm listening to you, anyway, people are sending me messages from the Maldives, from Africa, from Alaska, from, you know, just going, oh, I'm in a taxi in Mexico listening to your voice, and it's so lovely. And there was a time when it just first came out, when I was flying to England every second weekend just for the week, just for the weekend and just for the night, just singing at nightclubs and all this crazy stuff. It was very interesting to me.
It's incredible. And we're just going to go now quickly to a sponsorship announcement. But after that, we want to talk to you more about this incredible MSO.live performance, because everyone should watch it. It's so great. We'll be right back with Kylie Aldist.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Kylie Aldist here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
In need of new dance and activewear and want to support a queer-owned business? Check out Lubov Dance. They sell high-quality dance and activewear designed and made in Australia. Plus, show your pride with the Lubov Dance Pride range. Fabulous rainbow pride-themed clothing, including masks, t-shirts, leggings and activewear for all ages and genders. For more information and to check out their full range, head to lubovdance.com.au. That's Joy. lubovdance.com.au. Joy sponsor.
Joy.
Yes, you are listening to Joy 94.9, the Sunday Arts Magazine. And on the line at the moment, we are lucky enough to have Kylie Aldist, who is the lead singer of the Melbourne band The Bamboos and also a solo artist. Kylie, thank you so much for waiting while we had our little sponsorship announcement. Well, we're back.
My pleasure. I want to buy some of the leggings now.
That's the idea of it, you know?
Yeah. So now that everyone's caught their breath with that little break, could you please tell us a little bit about what the experience was coming straight out of lockdown to doing a show at Hamer Hall with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra?
Well, it was quite bizarre, really. I think we'd had so many lockdowns, I can't even count them anymore. And I started to get the feeling that maybe I'd never sing again and maybe it was over for me. You know, and maybe that was okay because so many lovely adventures and I've been singing with the Bamboos for at least 15 years now, so you can't have everything. So well, that's fine. If it's all over, it's all over. It's fine. So then I came out of lockdown and my band was given a support slot to Cat Empire as the Empire musical. And I actually got a bit frightened because I came out on the stage and sound check, and I was a bit overwhelmed by how large the stage was and all that stuff. You know, they've made all these little pods that you can, that the audience can see. And so from there, the next few weeks later, I was allowed to go and sing at the Hamer Hall. And so sold out, did two shows, and the front 20 rows were empty. So, and the audience was way back and up top, and you could hardly see them. You know, the lights don't catch them all. So it did feel a lot of time for that. You're going to an empty room because of the COVID. Apparently when I sing, I sound people. So
yeah,
as effective as that sounds. And I was, absolutely blown away. I got to stand, right in front of the conductor, which is Vanessa Gamble, who was just the most amazingly talented person I've ever seen in my life, who was the conductor. So I got to sing with a little, I have to hold back, which is quite enough for everybody, because I think everyone else had in-ears, and they all would like to, have liked me to do that, but I was the noisy person on stage. But I got to be surrounded by all the violins, because everybody else was behind the screens, you know, like, because they don't breathe on it, but it still was amazing. Over 50 people on the stage, and I was right in the middle of the violins. It was like being, I felt like a Disney princess, and I felt like I was just in, swimming in you know, beautiful violin music. And then like, first night, I was so...
I just have to interrupt you a little bit, because I think that our connection seems to be sort of going a bit wobbly, and I'm not quite sure whether, you know, whether it's your end or our end, but we'll keep going for a little bit longer. It's just that it is just getting a little bit, I think, distorted, that's all.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. And I'm not sure it's your fault, but I'm flagging with you. And if it goes on, we may just need to call it quits. But at the moment, we'll persist and see. So please keep going.
I've done right near the motorboat. Yes,
that's better. Yeah.
And so the second night, my mum came to the show, so I wanted to make a big effort. The first night, I felt like I was just swimming in the middle. So the second night, and I got up and just went for it, because I thought, well, I'm only going to get to do this two times in my life, so I'm going to just really just go for it. So yeah, I just had to throw myself into it, and it was just the most amazing experience of my life.
And
I can die now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And so,
well, please don't, because there's a lot of music to be made.
yeah, actually, that's a good point. Please don't die yet. But I was going to say, what is the actual process for reimagining the songs, which are these like classic funk soul sort of sounding songs, to be accompanied by an orchestra?
The reason we have that is because we have the very clever Ross Irwin on board. And he is, he helps to run big bands, and he's very talented in his own right. And so he reimagined all the songs. He made all the arrangements, and he also helped us to understand what we'll be coming up against. Because none of us have ever, we've never been on the stage with these amazing creatures who, play instruments for a living, and they can just read it and not even have to rehearse very much. They're just extremely, clever. So it was quite daunting. I can't read music and I can't play an instrument. So I was completely overwhelmed and a bit frightened and shy. So, and not being able to rehearse much was scary. And we couldn't, because of COVID, we couldn't actually socialise with them either. So it all felt a little bit disjointed. But when it came together, it was just, I'm a bit nervous to watch the video of it in case it's not as good as what I imagined when I was in it. It was just otherworldly.
Oh, I've watched it. And it's seamless, like, which is why I asked the question, because I can't quite imagine how people have come out of lockdown and then can play together so harmoniously, especially when, they play together all the time, but you're coming in as this separate band that have your own practice and your own sort of dynamics between you.
Well, absolutely. And luckily we've played together for so long, and we have, Ross, as I said, to help us. But also it was funny to, the drummer and I, Graham Cogson, we were talking about it. And I was saying to him, I'm so proud of you. You just led the whole orchestra. Like, you started it. You made it all happen. He was like, I was following you, Carly. I was like, oh, I didn't know what was happening.
So much trust in the room. That's what makes it work.
it was quite hilarious. And there were points when I had to just play with the pianist, who's my friend. So the Bamboos have our own things. And I think because the MSO is just so talented, they can follow us, and they have, this amazing person up the front, the conductor, and Vanessa, like, I couldn't believe it. There'd be, 50 people, and we'd play the song in rehearsal, and she'd go, oh, if you don't mind, you just that one person up the back, I think you were just a bit behind, if you wouldn't mind going a bit further forward. I was like, oh, I can't even tell, like, if the piano's playing.
Yeah, and like, it's actually this really great fusion as well, hearing the music together, because partway through, maybe like half an hour in, there's a song that has just this, I can't remember if it was bass or guitar, but just this fantastic funk sound over the top of the orchestra. And you can really see how complementary they are. And I was kind of like, oh, If I had the opportunity to perform with an orchestra, I don't know how I would adapt to going back to, you know, like a 5 or 8-piece band or something like that. Has it changed how you are thinking about songwriting and the sound that you want to create in the future? Like, has it expanded that at all?
Well, my brain is pretty hard to expand. I don't really know how to. That is not my scene, you know what I mean? I just have to feel like I've been lucky to have a go of that, but I don't understand how I could ever make it something I could do, you know, like this is not my world. You know, I just get to, it's something that is built and then I get to have a play with it, you know, it's amazing. I just feel so lucky. I couldn't build it myself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a huge team effort and these people are professionals for a reason. It's it's quite incredible.
Absolutely.
And so this was actually recorded.
And I did think it was...
Oh, after you?
Sorry, yeah. I did think it was a bit funny that at times they would probably be thinking, oh, God, is she ever going to get it right? You know, because they can read it. I have to go, oh, sorry, I forgot the words. Oh, I forgot the words. And they'll be thinking, didn't she write them? Oh, my goodness.
But it is funny that with a lot of musicians, like, you know, I think sometimes when people go to shows, the whole audience will be singing along to a song and they know it back to front because they listen to it over and over again. But when you're a songwriter and a performer, you record it and then you perform it live whenever you do shows. But in between that, it's probably not even in rotation in your own life as much as it is in a listener's life. So forgetting lyrics.
No, not at all.
Totally get that.
Absolutely, yes. And if you haven't sung for months and months, and I was laughing with my mum about that the other day, how people, you know, listen to the albums and listen to a song and they might go, oh, my God, you were so angry with that person. Why did that song blah, blah? I said, yeah, it was for 10 minutes 2 years ago and that's over now, moving along.
Yeah, it's a time capsule of emotion, but it allows other people to experience whatever they need to through the music as well. So it's a gift.
Yeah, you do try to make it so that other people can see themselves in it. But if anybody knows what it's about, they're like, oh, you're very angry with that person. I'm like, yeah, I was, but that's over now. You know, it's a snapshot.
And so the MSO have done quite a few of these recordings. This one was done back in March. Is that right?
Yeah, from what I remember. I mean, you know, as we say, it's like it's the 75th of March, isn't it? I don't even know what the date is.
Something like that, I think. Yeah. Yes.
Stop counting, really. It's not good for anyone.
No.
And I know that, like, obviously the Bamboos was the one that you were involved in. I realised that there are a whole bunch of other things that people can stream as well. I know Tina Arena did a performance. There was Fanfares and Melody. There's the Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. I don't want to throw this at you if you don't know the answer, but if people want to find out a bit more about these performances, do you know where they need to go?
I don't know because I haven't got it in front of me, but
that's
I know
okay.
That
it was a
that was all right. That was a bit of a Dorothy Dixer. I could probably answer that for you. It's MSO.live. I think it's MSO.live. Yes.
You guys have made me run away from my bench, and I'm in a cubby right now.
You are forgiven,
and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, Kylie, it's just been so great speaking with you. And so, what do you have coming up in the future? Is there something else that people can listen out for in between watching the Bamboos Symphonic Soul online?
Well, we don't like to say things in case we jinx them, but I have been trying to do a launch for my album, This Is What Happiness Looks Like, and I have tried twice and it's stopped. So now we've moved on into February 2022, so hopefully that'll happen at the Nightcat. I'm also working on writing songs in, you know, isolation with my band, who are fabulous at doing that and sending stuff to me. The Bamboos have lots of things on, you know, we've got gigs booked we're trying to do and we hope that they will happen. We can look those up on the Bamboos website, and I have my own website that we, you know, put things up and hope for the best.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you've got your own website, which is KylieAldis.com, and you've also got Facebook pages and other sort of social media.
Absolutely. Instagram, Kylie Aldis. No one else in the world has my name. Do you know that?
Well, that's really good.
So if you want to look for Kylie Aldis, you'll find only me.
Oh, and that's not the way it should be as well, I think. So.
Yeah, you've earned that.
Yeah, exactly.
Come and say hello.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't wait until we can actually all get together and have a dance at a Bamboos gig again because it's just such a joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for Byron Bay at New Year's Eve apparently, but who knows?
Oh, okay. Might need to...
Everybody get injected and we'll be there.
Yeah.
Now, Kylie, just as we sort of start wrapping up, I was going to say to you, I think we were sent... we've got a song, I think a track, which is called The Truth. Now, is this, I think that was sent to us. Now, is that with the MSO in the backing up as well, the the arrangement that you're,
are you aware of? Yes, I think that's the first song of the concert.
Okay. So, yeah, so I suppose, that, yeah, on that note, I just wanted to just mention that that's what we'll be playing. Was there? So I just want to thank you for the time that you spent with us, Kylie, and all the best with all the, well, whatever you do next. And I'm hoping that there'll be lots more things coming out and a lot more live gigs for you as well that we can come along to.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's really lovely to talk to some people. And it's so lovely to talk to you too. And thank you to all the Joy listeners out there in the world. And I hope to get on the dance floor with you soon.
Thanks so much, Kylie.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Kylie Aldous here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. And this is a track called The Truth by The Bamboos.
Think you know what's gonna break this thing? I got to find a reason. Ain't got no one thing don't bring it up. You try to sell my soul. There's a change in my tone, but the ticket's sold. And no need for self-control. Gonna make it my goal. Gonna take it all. I think you know what's gonna break this thing. I got to find a reason. Ain't got no one swag. She'll string me up. Your cigarettes I stole. Why you talking the phone? But ain't your cold? No, this is the way we roll. Gonna make it my goal. Gonna take it all. Change my mind, you got. 'Tis now the season to be living. Won't be giving up again. You're climbing out that hole with your sticks and your stones, but you ain't got long to go. Forget I give in tough. Gonna make it my goal. Gonna take it all. You had high to two.
Joy 94.9 is Australia's only LGBTQIA plus community radio station.
Community radio stations are run entirely on the support of our listener business and organisation members and donors, which means we can't keep broadcasting amazing rainbow content without your help. That's right, you. You can support Joy by becoming a full member, donate monthly via our subscription service, or make a one-off donation.
Any amount helps. Help keep rainbow independent voices on air.
Head to joy.org.au/members for more information.
It's time to put on those boogie shoes. Queer as Foxtrot is an adults-only LGBTIQA plus dance club. Annie runs safe, supportive and inclusive group classes every Tuesday evening in Fitzroy, teaching everything from ballroom to Latin to New Vogue. Beginners classes start at 7 p.m. with intermediate following at 8:15 p.m. Plus, she offers private sessions. For more info, visit queerasfoxtrot.com.au. A Joy community service message.
Joy!
Your arms are warm, but they make me feel as if they're made of cold, cold steel. A simple kiss like a turning key. Little click and the locks on me can move my arms, can lift my hands. I won't admit to where I am. I love you, baby. I'm in chains. I'm in chains. Pretend I can always leave, free to go whenever I please. Burnt in the sound of my desperate call, echo of these dungeon walls. I've crossed the line from mad to sane a thousand times.
You are listening to the Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. And that beautiful song we just heard was Chains, a cover by Matt Corby of Tina Arena's classic It's so beautiful. Oh, I love him so much. Marry me, Matt Corby. Or Tina Arena, either or. And before that, we had The Truth, which was the Bamboos doing the symphonic soul performance with the MSO. And I highly recommend you jump online and have a look at their membership-based on-demand service. It's so great. It's mso.live, and there's concert hall performances and events, and there's archives from the ABC. There's just so much to keep you happy during lockdown.
I know there is a lot out there, isn't there? So yeah, if you check out that website, then you'll be able to see, I think, all the various performances by the MSO and their special guests as well.
It's a real treat.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.